Tuesday night, or Liyul Aleph Tammuz Halacha and Chavis Halav. So we're learning Ilchot Brachos, and we mentioned about Hamotzi patering everything during a meal, or virtually everything. We didn't mention wine. Of course, I think it's well known it doesn't pater wine, even if you're drinking the wine during the Suda as part of the Suda. It's quenching your thirst. Or Lahashro Sachila B'toch Meyov, the Mishnah Berurah says, which apparently is not the same thing as aiding in digestion. So he says, normally you would not make a bracha, but Bar Priya Gothan you do make. The common minig is to make on all sorts of grape juice, even though some on the fak bake, but the bottom line is we treat grape juice as wine. I'll be buying this year. I shouldn't give a plug. There's no hechsher on the grape juice. Ron Teifer makes his own grape juice, and he makes it the way that grape juice taka has the chashivas of wine. But there's no hechsher on it, but he's a mashgiach. But come speak to me if you want. Ron Teifer. Anybody knows who he is? I know he sounds like a fullback for the New York Giants, but he lives in the neighborhood and he's a mashgiach for Rav Vai, and he makes his own grape juice and wine. So that's like real grape juice. That's not mavushal, certainly not, but it doesn't even have anything in it, and it would ferment and become wine, and that certainly has the chashivas of wine. Now, okay, we'll stop here, and we'll learn Chayvus Halvavus. It's very hard to learn 5 minutes of Chayvus Halvavus in this inyan. Chayvus Halvavus is putting down a yesod that the matara of the Torah, his lashon is, the matara of the Torah is that the person is in this world to be magbir the nefesh or the seichel, the neshama, over the guf, over the gashmius, etc. And the matara of the Torah is to train a person to do that. And he said that with the breakdown of Torah, if a person is soteh miderech haTorah, so then it's mizdarder v'holech, and he becomes a prisoner of his yetzahara. If he doesn't have the Torah's gevulim of self-control, then it just goes downhill, 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 and he becomes a total prisoner of being rodef things he wants, things that are pleasurable, and that's marchik you from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he describes it very, poetically, very, in a very literary way. He describes what the Torah makes you do, and it sounds like he's really describing us and our world, and we don't even realize how much we are focused on the goal of having things and having things that are pleasurable and feeling good and having a good time and enjoying ourselves way, way over what we really need. So he describes like the breakdown of a person who sota miderech haTorah, and Memela slowly falls into more and more into the clutches of his rotzon. And it's the Torah that keeps you at your red line level of precious. Umehem, and then he says, Mishanimna mimenu os hana, and oh boy, if the guy is denied some sort of hana, then he becomes miserable. Because I gotta have that. I gotta have that. So we think our children are like that, we're like that also. I gotta have that, I need that. He says, I need that, but I need it, and that, Rehi da'agoso. He says, if you can't have something you want, oh boy, then you get obsessed with it, and you want it even more. But afsho mishtokeka se leha, shoefe leha, imamish, it becomes an obsession. Veshoge bahasagosa laila veyomom, he's makayim bogisu yboyom v'layla, but not with regard to what the pasuk is talking about, but with regard to his obsession. Kamosha Omar, and he says over a pasuk in Tillim, which he says that's what the pasuk is referring to. Oven yachshov al mishkavo yisyatsev al derech lo tov. It's in Tillim and Lamed Vav, and they talk about a guy that's obsessed with having, with getting something that he wants, whatever the taiva might be. V'chol yom of olav b'matzavo, and he becomes depressed, and he becomes because of this obsession. V'nivlo v'chaseira atzosu m'lehetivo, and he spends time and koiches and energy figuring out how to get it. Neder hasegim, and he forgets his other businesses, the Yeruda Machshava, and he does, that's what he's obsessed with, that's all he thinks about. Raha Bechira, he makes terrible choices in life because he's so focused on these things. Chaser Yediyah B'muhusa Chalifin, and he doesn't even understand what he's giving up. You know, Adam Rashi last week in the parasha, having mechashav hefsed mitzvah keneged tzchoras, char mitzvah keneged aveira. He's not even talking about mitzvahs now. He's talking about you're giving up. How long does a hanoah last for? No matter what the hanoah is, a couple of seconds tops, maybe half a minute. Wow! And look what you're switching for that. And he's chasa yedia. He doesn't pay attention to that. Umasha echlebo kaamro. Then he brings down a pasuk and tell him. So if you say Tillim and you read this pasuk, you laugh, but this is, he's describing a person. Bayamiru es kvodom besadner shor ochel esed. What they switch for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they a shor that's munching on a mouthful of grass. That's the eagle, by the way, in case you don't realize it. V'lo yechtelu derishos, and it becomes our habits, a hergel, and he becomes just used to it, when he obtains it, and he doesn't even realize that he doesn't really need it. It becomes a need. He doesn't realize it's not ba'etzim, but it becomes that, and that's all he's busy with. Okay, we'll stop here.